5. Personality realities. Personality is a level of deified reality and ranges from the mortal and midwayer level of the higher mind activation of worship and wisdom, up through the morontial and spiritual to the attainment of finality of personality status. That is the evolutionary ascent of mortal and kindred creature personality, but there are numerous other orders of universe personalities. Reality is subject to universal expansion, personality to infinite diversification, and both are capable of well-nigh unlimited deity coordination and eternal stabilization. While the metamorphic range of non-personal reality is definitely limited, we know of no limitations to the progressive evolution of personality realities. On attained experiential levels, all personality orders or values are associable and even co-creational. Even God and man can coexist in a unified personality, as is so exquisitely demonstrated in the present status of Christ Michael, Son of Man and Son of God. All sub-infinite orders and phases of personality are associative attainables and are potentially co-creational. The pre-personal, the personal, and the super-personal are all linked together by mutual potential of coordinate attainment, progressive achievement, and co-creational capacity. But never does the impersonal directly transmute to the personal. Personality is never spontaneous. It is the gift of the Paradise Father. Personality is superimposed upon energy, and it is associated only with living energy systems. Identity can be associated with non-living energy patterns. The Universal Father is the secret of the reality of personality, the bestowal of personality, and the destiny of personality. The Eternal Son is the absolute personality, the secret of spiritual energy, morontious spirits, and perfected spirits. The conjoint actor is the spirit-mind personality, the source of intelligence, reason, and the universal mind. But the Isle of Paradise is non-personal and extra-spiritual, being the essence of the universal body, the source and center of physical matter, and the absolute master pattern of universal material reality. These qualities of universal reality are manifest in Urantian human experience on the following levels. 1. Body, the material or physical organism of man, the living electrochemical mechanism of animal nature and origin. 2. Mind, the thinking, perceiving, and feeling mechanism of the human organism, the total conscious and unconscious experience, the intelligence associated with the emotional life reaching upward through worship and wisdom to the spirit level. 3. Spirit, the divine spirit that indwells the mind of man, the thought adjuster. This immortal spirit is pre-personal, not a personality, though destined to become a part of the personality of the surviving mortal creature. 4. Soul. The soul of man is an experiential acquirement. As a mortal creature chooses to do the will of the Father in heaven, so the indwelling spirit becomes the father of a new reality in human experience. The mortal and material mind is the mother of this same emerging reality. The substance of this new reality is neither material nor spiritual. It is morontial. This is the emerging and immortal soul which is destined to survive mortal death and begin the paradise ascension. Personality. The personality of mortal man is neither body, mind, nor spirit, neither is it the soul. Personality is the one changeless reality in an otherwise ever-changing creature experience, and it unifies all other associated factors of individuality. The personality is the unique bestowal which the Universal Father makes upon the living and associated energies of matter, mind, and spirit, and which survives with the survival of the morontial soul. Morontia is a term designating a vast level intervening between the material and the spiritual. It may designate personal or impersonal realities, living or non-living energies. The warp of Morontia is spiritual. Its woof is physical.